Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. It's very easy to use, and you'll love the results. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about whether if you should shower with a watch or not. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to tackle a subject that I get asked many, many, many times, and I want to go over this with you, and I want to go over it, pretty in-depth, as in-depth as I can. So a lot of people ask me, you know, should I shower with the watch? Is it okay to swim with the watch? Is it, you know, what are the rules and things like that? Well, you know, in my opinion, there are a lot of watches out there that people, you know, when they buy them, they think, okay, now it's a part of them, like an extra limb or it's an extra finger or toe. And it's, you know, it's great because it is an extension of you. But there are watches that have screw-down crowns, which means that you actually have to screw the crown in, which locks and protects it from being water-resistant. There are watches that don't have screw-down crowns. There are watches on leather straps. There are watches on bracelets. There are watches on rubber straps. You know, a lot of this is common sense. I mean, for sure, you definitely want to make sure, in my opinion, that you have a watch with a screw-down crown. You know, that at least ensures that if it's locked in, this ground, the crown is screwed in, that water won't be able to get in because it's made for that purpose. It has that extra layer of protection. And brands that have screw-down crowns or device-protecting crowns that are made for that purpose are, you know, brands like Rolex, brands like Panerai. You know, there are other brands out there. You know, there's a lot of brands out there with screw-down crowns. But you definitely want to make sure, if it's possible, that the watch has a screw-down crown. Tudor has a screw-down crown as well, and there are various brands out there. Also, you know, you definitely don't want to shower with a watch. Showering with a watch will destroy the watch completely. You've got rubber gaskets in there that make the watch water resistant. When you have the pressure of a shower head, those gaskets expand and contract because you're going from hot to cold and such severe hot to cold that those gaskets eventually will break, which will unfortunately the watch won't be water resistant anymore. And the pressure of the shower head and the hot water are not good for the watch. And there are a lot of people that shower with it, and then they, you know, when it comes time to servicing their watch, they're shocked at how much it costs them because of the extra damage they're doing to the watch by showering with it. You definitely do not want to shower with a watch unless you want to cause yourself hundreds, possibly if not thousands of dollars in damage in addition to what it costs to service the watch. It's very possible. It just depends on the brand you have. So just be vigilant. Just use your common sense. Definitely, you don't want to wear, you can definitely swim with it. If it's rated for, I like at least 100 meters water resistance. 100 meters is 336 feet. And a screw down crown, and you know, ultimately on a bracelet, a rubber strap, of course, is a great compromise between a bracelet and a regular strap. Definitely, you don't want to take leather in a pool. You don't want to take any kind of fine grain skinned strap in a pool. It will destroy it. But if there's a strap that you know is water resistant or has been treated or whatever, or a bracelet, those are optimal. So definitely swimming, screw down crowns, don't want to shower with it. That's like the common misconception. Now that I got this watch, this expensive watch, I can do anything with it. You know, I can swim with it. I can, you know, climb rocks with it. I can do all sorts of ridiculous activities with it. It's, you've got to use your better judgment. I mean, I've had 60 to 100 watches throughout my professional career in my collection, and I can definitely tell you, maybe very early on, before I got serious about watches, I may have showered once or twice with a watch in my entire career, but showering with a watch is a definite no-no as far as I'm concerned. You do what you like, but I'm just telling you, if it's really serious when it comes down to showering with it and then having any sort of damage. Plus, it's just not good for the watch. It really isn't. If you take care of your watch, you can pass it down to generation and generation and generation, and that tells a story. Sometimes with a screw-down crown, people forget that it is a screw-down crown, and the crown is unscrewed, and they're washing their hands, or they jump in a pool, and then they're in shock that water got in. You know, I always like to make sure before I expose it to any kind of water, if I'm doing the dishes, or if I'm just washing my hands, or whatever, I want to make sure that that crown is screwed in. So definitely be vigilant. If it has a screw-down crown, make sure that crown is screwed in and tightly all the way, especially when it's exposed to water. And, you know, definitely also, while I'm saying that, definitely you want to make sure you maintain your watch. Make sure every 3 to 5 years, even if the watch is, you know, running and it's not losing time, it's not gaining time, it's keeping good time, send it in. Get it repaired. I mean, these things are like anything else. You know, you for the most part, when your oil change is due on a car, you do it. You know, if you don't, you know what the problems are going to be. You're definitely going to incur a lot of damage to the car. I mean, you know, the engine, you know, the brakes, whatever. And the more you push it, the more you're going to wear it down and the more money it's going to cost you. Similarly, watches are little machines, and there are oils that keep those parts smooth and running. And after a 3 to 5 year period, those oils dry up and the watch has to work harder to perform the same function. That's why you'll lose time or you'll gain time, and it will be so erratic and you're not going to be happy. So to, you know, like anything else, be preventative, be vigilant, and take care of your stuff. I mean, you know, I've seen people, you know, with stories that are just unbelievable. Oh, I had this watch for 30 years. I never serviced it once, and it's running perfectly, and I shower with it. And then that one day comes where they do send it in, and their bill's like $3,000 to service it, and they're in absolute disbelief. I've seen people who have had their watch for a year, and they've, you know, taken great care of it, and there's still an issue, but they send it back, and it's covered under warranty, at least the movement is. It just depends. You just have to be, everyone's different, every situation is different, every watch is different. The mechanics of a, you know, straightforward automatic, you know, three-handed watch are generally is going to be the same. But, you know, again, most watch companies out there today do have screw-down crowns. The dress watches, most of the dress watches you see will not have screw-down crowns because they're made specifically for a dressy occasion. You don't need to wear them in everyday situations. So, you know, they're going to be a little bit finer and they're not going to have that screw-down crown. But they still have like a 30 to 40 meter, you know, water resistance. And if you wash your hands, that's fine. Like if I'm wearing a watch on a strap, like a nice strap, like leather, croc, alligator, stingray, you know, whatever it may be, calf, I'm not wearing that watch anywhere near water, let alone the shower. A shower, again, is a no-no. But, you know, like, if you're unsure, take your watch off. I mean, that's how you're going to for sure be able to, you won't have any questions, am I hurting it or not? Just take it off and put it back on when you've dried out, you know? But enjoy your watches at the same time. Watches are meant to be worn. If you have a watch that's on a nice strap and you want to wear it and it has a decent enough rate of water resistance, buy a rubber strap. You can buy straps today for $20-$30. You can buy straps for $500 to $1,000. It just depends what you're looking for, you know, and that's, the strap can change the game. But again, I can't err to the side of caution enough. You know, a crown that's not screwed down, you have a lot more chances of water getting in regardless. It doesn't matter what strap is on. So, You know, when you're going out there looking for a new watch to buy, try to buy something with a screw-down crown. It's never failed me. It's always come in really handy. You know, just when you think, oh, you meet someone and, hey, want to jump in the pool or want to go to the ocean or, you know, whatever. And that thing comes in so handy and you're like, wow, I never realized my watch could do that or that my watch had the capability of being so water resistant. But if you have any questions, you can email me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I work on a consultation fee basis. So basically it's $150 that gets you a couple of hours of my time, phone calls, emails, etc. If you buy a watch through me within a year, I apply that $150 fee towards the purchase of a new watch. Or if you sell a watch through me, I apply that $150 fee towards the commission I would earn on a watch. If you don't buy a watch or sell a watch through me within a year, that fee is for my time. Definitely check out my website, www.amitdavehonda.com. I'm very active on social media, so check out my Instagram and Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. My newsletter is a great place to stay informed without being committed on a regular basis. You sign up once, you get a newsletter straight to your inbox every week. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter at www.amitdavehonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.